这个句子叫 Hey, why don't you do the honors and open the bottle of champagne for us all? 这句话的意思是，既然献花选了他，那么你感觉到失落了。我会说 Hey, 你为什么不？你应该去把那个香槟酒打开。我想这样做的话也是一个 honor， 于是我想，你如果真的能够得到这个机会去开这个香槟酒的话。 应该叫 do the honors， 因为是跟我一起喝。记住了，这个词组叫 Hey, why don't you do the honors and open the bottle of champagne for us all？好，我们的节目受到大家的爱护。那么最近收到很多的来信，才有礼物和鲜花。那是昨天给我的一个大礼，这个礼物看起来很考究。你说队伍里面八九个同事，谁来打开这个礼物？打开这个礼物的人。 最先看到是不是有幸运，那么你想好这个句子。I'll do the honors. I'll do the honors and open the gift, open the present. Shall I? 于是面对这个礼物，我看大家都沉默。我讲了一句话叫 Hey, I'll do the honors and open the present. Shall I? 他的意思是 Hey, 各位兄弟，我有一个荣幸，那么让我来打开这个礼物。 各位可以吗? 同意吗? Means, is that alright with everyone? 那么我已经讲到,我是感觉到幸运了,所以大家说, go ahead, Ren. 好,来看这个句子,我再说一遍,这个句子的意思是, 我来打开这个礼物,我觉得我有这个荣幸吗? 那么这个句子叫, Hey, I'll do the honors and open the present, shall I?
Here to do the honors, Mikey?
With pleasure.
欢迎回到经典对白，怪物公司的故事就要结束了，所有的坏人都得到了报应，那么鹿也要回家了。在下面的片段里面，你会看到蓝毛怪被要求在5分钟时间的以内把我们的鹿送回到他的房间，并且又不再相见。 离别总是悲伤的，你喜欢这样吗？
Two and a half years of undercover work for all
you in a step to that child, Mr. Sullivan. Of course, without your help, I never would have known that this went all the way up to Waterloo. Now, about the girl.
I just want to send her home.
Very good. Bring me a door shredder.
What? You mean I can't see her again?
That's the way it has to be.
看过上面的片段，来看下面这个圆点，这个短语叫 2.5 years of undercover work.
2.5 years of undercover work.
这个短语就是 undercover work. 你来看这个 undercover. 这个 cover 的意思很多，当名词的意思是表示封面。你买一个杂志，买一本书，那个封面叫 cover. 所以 cover 的感觉是露在外面的 undercover 就表示。 是从事秘密的工作，谁会从事秘密的工作？一般是安全局的人员，或者说间谍 spy， 对不对？所以我想，从事秘密的工作叫 undercover work。来看看这个短语怎么来使用它。在听力里面，如果你爱看007的话，经常听到这个短语。要第一个句子叫：Hey, the police have to work。 Undercover to capture the drug dealers. 这句话的意思是，警察们为了逮住这些毒贩子，就 drug dealers， 他们不得不秘密的进行叫 work 工作，怎么样叫 undercover， 秘密的工作去 capture 这些 drug dealers。 第二个句子，如果我想说。 James Bond， 他的工作是搜集一些秘密的讯息，是私下里面的，从他的敌人手中。那么这个句子，我们就可以把这个短语用出来，试一试好吗？我可以叫，Hey， James Bond works undercover， 是这样，目的是 to do to get secret information， 从谁手里面 ，from his enemies。 这个句子我们再从头说一遍，叫 James Bond works undercover to get secret information from his enemies.
好，come on, kid.
Well, so long.
Well, so long, kid.
来看这个词叫 so long， 它的意思可不是如此的长。这句话的意思原来是再见的意思，我们可以叫 so long。不过你用出这个短语的时候，一般是表示你们两个人可能要分别好一阵子了，有一短期之内可能不会再见面。你会说 so long， 这么长不见了。 哎，这么记住了叫 goodbye， 说再见的方法。那么来看下面这个句子，我一个朋友他要回墨尔本，是叫墨尔本，他要回去了，去机场送他。我说 Hey， I'll see you when you return to Beijing， so long， 这句话的意思是 Hey， 等你回北京来，再见了。各位来看第二个句子，那么送朋友去机场，去火车站。 你总要说告别，简单一个 goodbye， 当然无法把你的心意传递出来。那么我们就现在教你一个句子，把它务必记住了。讲了一个句子叫 Hey， 你要看着对方的眼，或者闭上你的眼。讲了这个句子叫 Hey， take care and so long。I hope you have a good trip to the audience here. So long, 就别翻译出来了, 我的意思是, goodbye. Take care and so long. 我希望你一路顺风, I hope you have a good trip.
2.5 years of undercover work were almost wasted. You intercepted that child, Mrs. Sullivan. Of course, without your help, I never would have known that this went all the way up to Waterloo. Now, about the girl.
I just want a thunder home.
Very good. Bring me a door shredder.
What? You mean I can't see her again?
That's the way it has to be.
Well, so long, kid.
My good lucky.
Yeah. Oh, it's been fun. Go ahead. Go grow up.
讲完这个短语，我们也要说goodbye，而不是so long，因为我们的节目经常见，对吗？好了，来回顾一下今天学的内容。第一个原点，我们讲，如果想说干这个事情，很多人都想干，偏偏挑中了你来干，那么我想你应该叫 do the honors， 记不记得？ 再说一遍叫 do the honors， 这个礼物送给大家的，我来开它，当然我就是 do the honors and open it。 好了，记住这个短语。再往下面走，第二个短语我们表示跟封面有关系的，表示暗暗的在进行一个工作。你会想到，undercover work， 你还可以把它翻过来用，表示一个动词在前面就是 work undercover。 记住了。好，再往下面最后讲了一个思路是表示有一段时间你不会再见谁了。那么这个时候，你如果想说 goodbye。 上面这个短语很到位，叫 so long， 别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison. Today we're talking about a song called I Will Go Sailing No More.
And I will go sailing no
all the things I thought I'd be. So I thought I would be all these wonderful, exciting things. You know, when you're young, you think, maybe I'll be a doctor. Maybe I'll be an actor. Maybe I'll be, who knows? All these things he thought he'd be. All the brave things I'd done. So he'd already done a lot of brave things. Vanished. If he vanished, he disappears. Gone. No more. Vanished. Like a snowflake with the rising of the sun. A snowflake, when it snows from the sky, a snowflake is one tiny, tiny little white flake of snow. And when the sun rises, it will melt. It's gone. And so that's how he feels. All of his dreams and hopes and past accomplishments are gone, just like a snowflake when the sun comes up. So it's a very sad song, but maybe there's hope. So let's listen to the song and see what happens. And I'll see you next time on Action English.
Out among the stars out there, way beyond the moon, in my silver ship I sailed, dream it ended too soon. Now I know exactly who I am, what I'm here for.
You are a toy you can't buy.
And I will go sailing no more. But no, it can't be true. I defy.